Representative Tom Emmer, every House seat flipped by GOP was minority, woman, or veteran. By Robert Krajicek on November 16, 2020. Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, chairman of the National Republican Congress Inouye Committee, noted all House seats flipped by Republicans defeating Democrat incumbents were won by minority, women, and military veteran candidates. Offering his remarks on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Joe Polak. Every one of the seats we flipped so far has been a minority candidate, veteran and or a female candidate, Emmer said. Pretty impressive. Democrats will have the smallest majority in the House of Representatives since World War II, remarked Emmer. Emmer observed the Democrat Party's leftward shift over time. The idea that there's a moderate left in the Democrat Party is laughable, Emmer stated. There are only ultra-liberals and socialists. Nancy Pelosi's got her hands full with both in the next 2 years if it's that close a majority. The Associated Press has thus far called 422 of the 435 House seats up for election, with Democrats winning 219 to Republicans 203. Listen. Polak assessed the growing influence of the squad, reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Ilhan Omar, DMN. Ianga Pressley, DMA. Rashida Tlaib, DME, given the Democrats' narrowed House majority. Polak stated, Nancy Pelosi will only hold the majority by virtue of the squad. That is to say OC plus 3, and I guess they're getting a couple of new radicals to join them. So they'll be about 5 or 6 members on the Democratic side who are basically Democratic socialist radicals. And they are the kingmakers in the House, at least as far as Democrats are concerned, right? They can basically tell Nancy Pelosi, hey, if you want to come back as Speaker, if you want that gavel again, you have to do what we say. Emmer replied, they actually have already been doing that. I think for the last 2 years, Nancy Pelosi was basically the Speaker in name only. The agenda has been run by the squad. More aggressive and transparent leftism from the Democrat Party is a boon for Republicans' political fortunes, estimated Emmer. Emmer remarked, we're going to keep reminding voters how dangerous these Democrats' socialist agenda is. Democrats' defund the police messaging is going to kill them politically, he added. Below is a list of 2020 races in which Republicans defeated Democrat incumbents. Republican Young Kim, a Navy veteran, defeated Representative Gil Cisneros, DCA, in California's 39th Congressional District. Republican Michelle Steele unseated Representative Harley Rauta, DCA, in California's 48th Congressional District. Carlos Gimenez, R., mayor of Miami-Dade, defeated Representative Debbie Mucarcel Powell, DFL, in Florida's 26th Congressional District. Republican Maria Elvira Salazar flipped Florida's 27th Congressional District by defeating Representative Donna Shalala, DFL. Republican Ashley Hinson unseated Representative Abby Finkenauer, DIA, in Iowa's 1st Congressional District. Republican Michelle Fischbach, the former Minnesota Lieutenant Governor, won Minnesota's 7th Congressional District after beating Representative Colin Peterson, DMN. Republican Yvette Harrell defeated Representative Xochitl Del Torres Small, DNM, in the race for New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District. Representative Max Rose, DNY, conceded to Republican competitor Nicole Malliotakis in the race for New York's 11th Congressional District. Representative Kendra Horn, DOK, was ousted by Republican Oklahoma State Senator Stephanie Bice in the race for Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District. Republican Nancy Mace ousted Representative Joe Cunningham, DSC, in South Carolina's 1st Congressional District. Despite ubiquitous news media projections and polls predicting a growing Democrat majority in the House, Republicans narrowed the Democrats' majority. Emmer helped craft a Republican political strategy highlighting Democrats' increasingly left-wing political orientation, including undermining of law enforcement, pushing of the Green New Deal to combat climate change, and rejection of American sovereignty through open borders policies. Breitbart News Tonight airs Monday through Friday on SiriusXM's Patriot Channel 125 from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific.